ISN at Full Strength Fair and Balanced Trade Relations. This affirmation came during a bilateral meeting with Indonesian Foreign Minister Sugiono in Washington, D.C., where both officials emphasized the importance of advancing the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two nations. The discussions also covered reciprocal tariffs, defense cooperation, and maintaining freedom of navigation in the South China Sea. Minister of Cooperatives and SMEs, Stephen Masduki, emphasized that the guarantee industry plays a crucial role in bridging the financing gap for micro, small, and medium enterprises. He explained that this industry provides certainty to financial institutions to distribute more funding to MSME. We should say an SME. Strengthening the guarantee sector is expected to accelerate an SME growth and contribute to the national economy. That was the news.
Made from cassava. that was dissing Bangsong, one of the Indonesian cuisine. If you heard about it, I got hungry again.
Yeah.
And speaking of food, low listener, I've been craving something sweet, but not too sweet, and it's called kue rangi.
I also love kue rangi.
You love kue rangi?
Yeah.
So can you tell me a little bit about kue rangi, Anika?
Kue rangi, for our listeners that they know about kue rangi is like a cake. It's a sweet, I would say dessert.
Mm-hmm.
It has coconuts in it, also sugar, and some what sugar is it? It's brown sugar.
Brown sugar, yeah.
And the brown sugar will be on top of the coconut. Yeah, it's really yummy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually one of my favorite childhood desserts.
Desserts, yeah. The U.S. have pancakes and waffles. We have kue rangi.
Yeah, we have kue rangi.
Basically, it's like a, what do you call it? A pancake with maple syrup on it.
Yeah.
But like, it's with using brown sugar.
Yeah, instead of the pancake, we use coconut flakes.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of the maple syrup, we use the brown sugar.
The brown sugar, yeah. We have our own delicacy here.
Yeah, we have a lot of delicacy here.
Okay, that is enough about kue rangi. But do you have any other, like, foods that you like? Any jimin's block or something?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
We have to talk about chilor.
Chilor.
Chilor, and
okay.
I think maklor, it's like very famous in maybe there's something with the statement of jajanan SD.
Jajanan SD, yes.
Yeah.
It's like, when you're a kid and in elementary school here in Indonesia, there are many of snacks that you can buy in front of the gate of the school.
Okay. Yeah, and most of there are various types of snacks.
Mm-hmm.
You got savory and also sweet. And how about you? Do you have any favorite jajanan SD or maybe Indonesian traditional food?
Okay, you can call it kue laba-laba. Or like, you can call it also kue cubit.
Oh yeah, it's actually the same.
Mm-hmm. It's actually the same. Because if when I was in elementary school, I liked to buy those ones because the seller sells it in a really thick food consistency. Yeah, yeah, just like that.
Oh yeah, kue laba-laba and kue cubit is basically with the same, same batter. But one of them is, how do they cook it? It's like a spider web. Yeah, that's why we call it kue laba-laba.
That's a good answer. Of course you might know, and you must try it if you come to Indonesia. You don't have to go to a mall, just go to a
elementary school.
Okay, and of course, just like us, the listener, we are only human. Just like, and just like the music corner that we played before. And right now, we are going to tell you about the music corner, not before, right now, from Andy and Vera Bersay. Voice of India.
Listeners, today's music corner presents a song entitled Manusia Super, or Superhuman. The song is a collaboration from two Indonesian popular musicians, namely Andy and Vera Bersay, which was released in commemoration of National Father's Day in Indonesia. Released on November 12, 2024, the song is a special offering for fathers throughout Indonesia. The song Manusia Super describes the feelings of a father who often hides his tiredness for the sake of his beloved family. The song expresses the emotional side of a father who is willing to sacrifice for the happiness of those closest to him. The song is expected to touch the hearts of the listeners and show appreciation for the important role of a father. So the song, Andy and Firsa want to remind that fathers also need support and appreciation. Well, listener, let's enjoy the collaboration of Andy and Firsa Besari with the song Manusia Super. Let's check this one out.
Oh,
made from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasumi is generally shaped like a tumpang or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasumi. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or coat to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called tabete. To make kasumi, initially tabete is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woolen coconut leaves. To steam the tabete, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with tabete flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasumi is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasumis. Kasumi is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasumi is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kasumi is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasumi can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
This is quote of the day. One can be a great only when he changes the world into a better place, said Bung Tomo. Bung Tomo is a national hero. He played a crucial role in maintaining Indonesian independence. He is known for his blazing spirit, for revolution, and consistency in fighting the colonizers. He moves through physical struggle and propaganda. Bung Tomo's famous speech burned the spirit of youths and Islamic boarding school students. He also showed creativity in formulating strategy while showing honesty and integrity. That is quote of the day.
However, at the bottom of the to check out our YouTube account, MVI Official, only on YouTube.
Yeah.
of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Music and Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Held annually, that features the Ring of Dreadnoughts and Children as part of the Culture Festival. They are not ordinary children. They have been dreadnoughts after they mysteriously had time fever, and their illness was not detected medically. The next day, the dreadnoughts appears on their head, and it can only be cut with a long sequence of ritual, where the whole villagers have their own parts. Our journey to the Emirates in Banjar Negara region in Central Java was an unforgettable experience. It took 12 hours from Jakarta to reach India. The scenic winding road with a green potatoes plantation, and with the residents along, made it worth it. Cold wind welcomed our arrival upon the Emirates. We visited this village to witness a unique annual event. It was the ritual of cutting the dreadlocks of the young children who are called Anakwaja. But why does cutting dreadlock need a long ritual and involve the whole village?
We believe the dreadlock was a gift from goddess Rorunji from Kidosi. She gave it to Kyai Agung Kaladete as his apprentice. After the dreadlock is cut, it will be put in a jar. The jar then will be put on river that flows to Kidosi. It is like we return the dreadlock to the goddess.
For many years, Western Uncle had carried out the dreadlock cutting ritual. Yet Amadama believed to the special children of the Yang, who bridge our reality and the unseen reality.
Anak Himbal merupakan titipan yang maha kuasa, di mana orang Dieng mempercayai bahwa yang maha kuasa selalu menitipkan apapun yang dia kendaki itu pada era kata
selalu. The philosophy of Dreadlock Children is that they are gifts from God. The young people believe that God always entrusts anything he will through a medium. This medium bridges the seen and the unseen. So, the ritual is simply about respecting the unseen without worshipping God. We also believe our ancestor, Temenggung Kolodete, also did the ritual. He cut his child's dreadlock, and then let the dreadlock flows into the southern sea. It is because the past belief that the hair also belongs to the God, the Javanese, must have good will and ethics. If something was entrusted to us through the medium, we should return it through the medium too. It is to avoid miscommunication and to appreciate the medium too.
Ali
Fauzi, born in Dieng, upholds the cultural value in this ritual. He managed to preserve his ancestors' heritage in a more modern way without removing the traditional element of the ritual itself. He initiated the Dieng Culture Festival, an event that could bring many tourists while keep allowing the long ritual process.
Ya, inilah budaya kita yang penuh dengan filosofi yang bagus sekali, di mana kegiatan rentetan, kegiatan ritual pencerahan Bukit Gimbal ini memang panjang sebetulnya. Hanya memang saat ini kita atasnya puncaknya, tapi perlu saya jelaskan apa sih yang panjang itu. Tentunya dimulai dengan acara Napak Tilas. Napak Tilas ada di beberapa tempat, bahkan ada lebih dari 20 tempat. Ini adalah konsep dari pesan yang lingkungan sebetulnya, di mana para pemangku adat, pemangku budaya atau masyarakat yang terlibat dalam Napak Tilas ini adalah berkunjung beberapa tempat yang dianggap sakral atau dianggap harus dihargai, karena dampak dari hidupnya lingkungan di satu tempat itu akan memberi siklus kehidupan yang ada di bumi ini. Karena salah satu mata air yang dianggap sakral, mata air itu tentu harus kita survei, harus kita lihat, harus kita hargai pohon-pohon di sekitarnya. Karena pohon yang bagus, mata air yang bagus tentu akan memberikan efek kehidupan yang baik untuk manusia sendiri. Jadi ini Napak Tilas selama beberapa hari dengan 20 tempat adalah bagaimana hubungan manusia dengan sekitarnya, manusia dengan manusia ini harus terjalin secara harmonis. Selain memang hubungan dengan Sang Pencipta sebagai pencipta alam semesta ini menjadi kunci bahwa mohon maaf kami tidak menyembah tempat, tapi kami menghargai tempat, karena bagaimanapun alam ini sebetulnya mereka bernapas, pohon bernapas, tentu kita harus menghargai ciptaan yang maha kuasa lainnya. Seperti 23 tempat itu panjang, ada yang jalan kaki, kecuali yang jauh saat ini mungkin dibantu dengan kendaraan, saat itu jalan kaki. Dan juga para pemangku adat itu melakukan beberapa persyaratan biasanya berpuasa dan lain-lain.
This deeply philosophical ritual of cutting dreadlock is really long. It begins with visiting 20 sacred places. The elders and community figures in folk who visit the places deemed sacred for their impact towards life. It is like preserving the environment. For instance, we visit a sacred water spring. We survey the spring and appreciate the trees around it. In there, we could see how a good water spring can bring good effect to lives, including us human beings. 5 days before ritual, the elders dip the prihatin during the visit. The night before the ritual, the dreadlock children will be gathered in a small blanket as a gratitude that the children have arrived at the place of an elder. In the morning, the children will be carried or carried across the village. And the parade is followed by art performances. Meanwhile, the tourists can stay across the Dieng Kulon Village area to Suharto Wiklam or Dharmasala. Because in there, the dreadlock children will undergo a purification ritual. During the previous visits, elders collected water for purification. This purification aims to strip away wickedness from the children. Then,
After the purification, the children will be carried again to Arjuna Temple. In the temple, they will cut the dreadlock of the children one by one. The first cut will be done by the elders, and after that, Anna can also cut the dreadlock under the guidance of the elders. After that, there will be another dedicated banquet called Pinyalah Berkah. Visitors can join the event, since we prepared the banquet for all people to eat together as a gratitude to the god for the dreadlock cutting ritual has been done. But the last ritual will be the flowing the dreadlocks.
Ini salah satu filosofi sebetulnya, apapun ketika ada kegiatan yang bertujuan baik, itu alangkah baiknya, itu semua dipersihkan. Maka diharapkan kita memakai pakaian yang baik, pakaian yang bagus, itu yang kita bersyukur sudah kita fasilitasi.
Here is a crown for human, a special woman. It makes us aside the fact that most virgin children in the end are female. The virgin children who have dreadlocks are mostly 2 to 12 years old. For instance, Arita from Wanasombo. She's 2 years old, she has asked the dreadlocks to be cut in Dian village. She also asked 2 goats.
Ini, si Alita sendiri yang minta dari si Arita.
Arita herself wanted the dreadlocks cut in Dian since she was 2 years old. She also wished for 2 goats.
Minta kan di kita pun gimana di Dian.
Permintaannya pemak utama, keluar poin 1.
Wishes are specific, such as 1 quail egg. The egg must be 1 and must be from quail. If not fulfilled, the dreadlock will return and condition will worsen.
Laki-laki mah parah tuh.
Like other traditions in Indonesia, this ritual has detailed preparation with full philosophical meaning. For instance, in the parade to Arjuna Temple where the dreadlocks will be cut, there was a card full of virgin children's wishes. There was also another card with full colored tumpang. Tumpang is a cone-shaped rice dish with side dishes of vegetables and meat.
Jadi kalau tumpang robson itu tawaran berkinal itu kan seperti padi contoh itu. Nah, jadi ada kendal padi, ada
berkinal. So, tumpang robson means that the dreadlock is like rice. There's dreadlock that is like rice. Another is like sheep wool. Meanwhile, various colors also have meanings. Green means fertility for agricultural trade. White means purity, that we live our life honestly without doing bad things. Those are the main symbols.
Bahwa kita hidup di dunia ini kan harus menjalankan yang apa adanya. Jalan yang lurus, gak usah nikung-nikung, gitu. Jadi itu termasuk simbol yang paling utama. Kalau itu simbol, itu yang warna putih, gitu.